Most developers think that building a web scraper or an automation tool is about parsing HTML, handling async requests, and managing state. But if you actually try to scale a data pipeline into production, you quickly realize that the real battle isn't just the code, it's identity. The moment your script sends an HTTP request, the target website isn't just looking at what you're asking for. It's looking at where you're asking from. And this is exactly where most automation projects break down. So, when you run a script from your local machine, or if you deploy it to a cloud server like AWS, DigitalOcean, Google Cloud, you are using a data center IP. So, to an enterprise anti-bot system like Cloudflare or Akamai, those IPs have a massive red flag attached to them called their autonomous system number or ASN. And ASN is basically the registration tag for a block of IP addresses. So if a website's security stack sees a thousands of requests coming from an ASN owned by a server farm, it knows instantly that it's not human traffic. And you know, humans don't live inside the AWS data centers. And when that happens, they don't always block you outright. Instead, they do something much more clever. They might feed your scraper poison data. And they would, certainly, they would be skewing your analytics or trap your script in an infinite loop of JavaScript challenges and captchas. So you waste compute, you waste time, and you get zero clean data. Now, to get past this, you have to change how the network perceives your identity. And that's why I want to talk about residential proxies. Unlike data center servers, residential IPs are basically assigned by consumer internet service providers to standard households. So when you route your automation through a residential gateway, your traffic inherits the reputation of a normal home connection. So to the target website, your script looks exactly like a person sitting on their couch browsing the web. Now, the security systems treat it as a legitimate eyeball traffic, giving you a clear path to the data. And historically, using residential proxies was a massive headache for independent developers and smaller engineering teams. But you know, the industry was dominated by enterprise providers that locked you in, like, you know, $500 monthly minimum contracts, whether you use the data or not. And the main use case I want to highlight here is like testing and prototyping or running lean pipelines that became completely impractical. But the proxy market has shifted. There are platforms like Data Impulse that have essentially democratized access to this infrastructure. You can find the links in the description below. Instead of enterprise lock-ins, they brought the entry barrier down to just a $5 minimum at $1 per gigabyte. And you know, that basically means that you can hook up your scraper up to a pool of, let's say, a million of real household IPs across over 195 countries without burning through a massive budget just to, you know, run your initial tests. Now, a clean IP is what you know, basically gets you through the front door, but it's only the first half of the equation. Once you are inside, your request still needs to behave like a real browser, which means that you are matching your system headers, handling proper TLS fingerprints, and matching, you're managing the request rates as well. So essentially, you're not, you know, spamming the whole infrastructure. So here, let me just show you how you can use n8n, for example. I'm gonna just run it locally on my system using Docker, and I'm gonna be using Data Impulse. So let's try to get the proxy setup up and running easily. So I'm just gonna log in, create a new account, very easy to do. And you get like a free trial as well. You'll get like an API key in your, free licensing key. So you can add that in your activation key in your dashboard. But I want to show you how easy it is to build pipelines like this. So in this example, we can scrape, let's say, we can try automating the flight information. So here I'm just going to buy the cheapest plan of $5 for 5 gigabytes. And what we can do is we can set up some, in this demo, I'm going to set up a pipeline where I'm going to search for flights from London to Delhi. But I'm going to search it from different countries, because if you search from different countries, you get different sort of, like, you know, prices. But you can do it for you know, any other use case. So I'm going to add a code block For JavaScript, just delete everything in here and just add a country code. So like India, UK, Japan, Germany, USA, you can add a bunch of those. So these are five countries. So essentially I want to run this loop for each of these countries, so like five times. And I'm going to select loop. So loop over items, which is essentially going to run this again and again and again and again till the loop completes. Now, next thing I want to do is Anytin. I quite like Anytin. It's absolutely incredible for people who, let's say, don't really like to code. I want to add a wait time over here as well because I don't want to spam anyone's systems. And this is, by the way, just for educational purpose. So I'll share a bit more about what kind of things you can do with proxies. Then I'm just going to send a simple HTTP request to this URL just for my demo purposes. I need to add a proxy. So add option proxy. Now this is where you will add the data impulse proxy. Now I need to add an expression because I need a placeholder to add the, as you can see, country code. So as you can see, that's the JSON dot country code. The next thing, I will specify the headers. So here, as you can see in my proxy URL, I've added my username and password also. So user agent, I'm gonna add that value, and I'm gonna add JSON as a language for the accept language value. And that should be good, JSON. And that should be pretty much it. And this is how you connect. So make sure that the password and the username in the proxy URL is same as the one in your data impulse dashboard. Now, after the request is done, I want to essentially just get that data. So work with HTML. Now here you can essentially do whatever you want. You will get that HTML content and you can parse it the way you want. It will be depending on how a person would see it in UK, US, Japan, Germany. And you can extract specific values, let's say title or price of the flights. The possibilities here are endless. If you get stuck somewhere, just look at the HTML and see what kind of tags from that HTML code you want, and it's just going to give you that. So this whole loop is going to run for all my countries like five times, and then I'm gonna basically edit the HTML output that I get as well. So let's say I'm just saying country and the value, this would be, yeah. So after I get my HTML file, I'm gonna add a filter for that, right? So code, which is the code that I first had, the JavaScript code. And from that item, I'm gonna get the country name, and then I'm gonna get the title of the page, for example. It says doesn't exist because the name is different, so it says code in JavaScript. Just change that to code and it'll work. So now you can see the error is gone. Easy. After all of this has been done, I will just add the aggregate, which basically combines all the data from all these loops. After it runs for all the countries, it's going to add the data in the aggregate loop. Looks a bit messy. I'm just going to move it up so you can see. There you go. So this is one whole loop, and then whatever the data is will be over there. And I will select all the data fields, not individual fields, all items into data. So the second one, yeah, into a single list. That is it. Now I just run it. It's gonna use my proxy. It's gonna iterate it over time, get me that HTML file. So as you can see, running it once, added that wait for 5 seconds, running it again, run it again, do it five times, no errors. Aggregate will light up green, which basically means I have that HTML file from these countries, and you can basically, yeah, that's how you can integrate it in your application. All right, so after the loop has run five times, you have this aggregate section, and in this I can basically just parse my items. So let's say I want to do that, hey, show me the cheapest country, cheapest flight price. So it's just a simple JSON. I can create a summary object and compare it with the most expensive, and conclusion that give me the cheapest country. It saves how much money at which percentage.
So it's just simple math. I'm taking all the information that I have gotten and just parsing it, right? So here you can see the output in JSON around 38,000 INR in India, 412 GBP in London, UK, so on and so forth when you book from these countries. And booking from India saves, by the way, I can put it in table as well. And here you can see that booking from India saves around 16% compared to Japan. I mean, you can try this as well if you have proxies, or if you don't, you can try Data Impulse. This is for the Air India flight. All right, so that was a demo I wanted to show you on how you can automate your life essentially. And this was a demo that I showed you. So whenever you actually obviously use proxies, make sure you're following all the rules of how the websites allow you to scrape it. And you're not spamming, you're not doing anything nasty, you're following all the legal rules and stuff. And otherwise, you will get blocked, and that is not cool. Yeah, make sure you follow all the guidelines and do all the things that are allowed only. And there's a bunch of stuff that you can do with N10 to automate your daily life. So highly recommend checking out the links in the description below.
And that is how you essentially shift your network identity from a flagged data center server to a clean residential endpoint. Now, a quick reality check before you go out and start building. Just because you have the tools to route the traffic anywhere doesn't mean it's a free-for-all. You use this infrastructure responsibly and, more importantly, legally. We are talking about scraping public data for market intelligence, academic research, or just testing the resilience of your own systems. So don't use proxy networks to, spam the endpoints, brute force the logins, or harvest any private user information. Just don't do anything illegal. Always check the terms of the service of the sites that you're interacting with and respect their rate limits so that you are not degrading their performance. The goal here is smart data engineering, not being a nuisance. If you want to start testing your pipelines with real residential pools without burning a massive budget, you can grab that $5 trial over dataimpulse.com, and you can also drop in your questions in the comments. You can also subscribe if you like the video, if it helped you understanding the networking layer a bit better. And I made a longer 4-hour tutorial on how the internet and IPs and everything works as well, which I'll also link in the description below that you can check out. It has a few million views. But yeah, that's basically about it, and see you in the next one. Have a great day.